Talking some football here with the head coach of the Princeton Tigers and Nathan Powell. We're getting these done late afternoon, and I think they're going to hit the air here in about 5-10 minutes. We're kind of rolling into an early Princeton Coaches Show day. That's because we have Trenton and Chillicothe softball coming up at 5, a rare Wednesday afternoon softball broadcast on KTTN. So that pushes Princeton back just a few hours. So we're getting these in and talking about this home game with Trenton coming up here with Coach Nathan Powell. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Against Clark County, I've never been to Cahokia. I've been through there, but I've never broadcast a game from there. I know they've had some good teams through the years, and you ran into a pretty good one last Friday night.
You know, we did, and we knew going in, Clark County, they were down last year, but they've got, I mean, they've got some tradition there. They've been to the semifinals in the last a couple of times over the last, 7-8 years. You know, and even my time in Maryville, we played them in 2008 in the state championship game. And I remember them at that time. They were big and physical, and Coach Allen was the quarterback of that team. So we knew what we were getting into. And then, you know, it was once we got over there, it was, I mean, an incredible environment for football. You know, they've got all kinds of music and all kinds of buildup and video and everything else. I mean, it was a really... It was a beautiful night. It was a great environment. We just we came out and kind of shot ourselves in the foot early and never got out of that hole.
Especially with a young football team, how hard, I won't say hard because, guys know the drill. But when the team is young, how hard is it to go on a long road trip of a couple hours, get off the bus and play good football?
You know, normally it can really, really concern you. I mean, that we talk about trying to beat the trip every time we leave. You get young guys on a bus or you get a lot of distractions. That's one thing we don't have to worry about this year. We don't have a lot of distracted kids because they all know they've got to get in there and play. So, they did a fantastic job. I thought we got over there. The kids did a great job being prepared. I felt like we kind of cleaned up our pregame a little bit and shortened it up and really felt good going in and, had a really fantastic opening drive until we had a turnover. And, from that point on, it seemed like we were right there for a couple of drives, and then Clark County kind of got it rolling. And, that's probably the biggest issue we've got is just being able to overcome adversity. And, there's going to be some teams that you're just not going to be able to completely overcome, and there's going to be others where a couple of mistakes, you're still in the game. And so we've got to do a better job, as coaches and as players, just making sure when something bad happens, we bounce back from it and we try to move forward and not just get down on ourselves too much.
You've played Trenton, a couple of years in a row, and I've been there, in the box broadcasting Trenton. So I've seen it. The amount of improvement from the Trenton boys from where they were 2 years ago, Coach, to where they are as a bunch of seniors, how much of a different football team are they as you get ready for this week?
I think the confidence is the biggest thing you see. They're always big. They've always had some good athletes, but right now, I think they're very, very confident. I think, they're a disciplined group, especially, I'm staring at some film of them right now. They've got defensively good size up front. Their backers do a great job making their defensive line correct. And then they've got a lot of talent in the secondary, getting several picks last week. There's not a real big weakness there that you can say, okay, this is where we need to go. I think that's a credit to the coaches and to the kids of making that improvement from, like you said, 2 years ago or even 3 years ago to where they are now and putting themselves in a position to be a conference contender.
And as somebody who broadcasts for Trenton and obviously have broadcast a lot of Princeton sports down through the years, from where Trenton was 2 years ago, COVID, just a year that was weird, and Trenton goes winless and plays a lot of 9th and 10th graders, you can use the Trenton Bulldogs as an example with your boys of where you could be if you just kind of keep at it here for the next couple of years.
Absolutely. That's got to be the key. You got to see the long game and not just this little short burst in front. And, thankfully we've got, a big chunk of our team. They'll still be back next year. So, hopefully we can get some confidence going. Like I said, the Trenton kids have built. That's what we're trying to build is just confidence in what we're doing, confidence in themselves, and then giving yourselves that opportunity to compete and play at a high level when you need to.
It's not as if have you struggled for a couple of weeks against good opponents, but you're not being held scoreless. So how are you getting the offense, and who are the guys who are putting some points on the boards thus far for Princeton, Coach?
It's been pretty balanced. We're going to be run heavy, obviously, but with Mid Buck, we were able to move the ball well. running the ball. We just never really hit any big plays in the run game. We were able to hit Talon on a long pass. And, you know, Talon will consistently get behind most people. It's just a matter of can we get him the ball fast enough. And, you know, we were able to take another shot to him last week with Clark County late in the game. And, you know, again, Talon's going to be great. He's going to be a big play kid. Kelby Thomas is another kid who we could try to get open and get some plays out in the open. But, you know, if we're consistently trying to do that, if we're getting stuck third and long or second long and you got to pass, told our kids that's just not what we're good at. We've got to be able to keep, you know, stay ahead of the chain, stay consistent. We cannot give up the ball. We cannot turn the ball over. And we can't shoot ourselves in the foot with penalties. And we did a little bit of all of that last week. So, you know, we didn't do ourselves any favors. And, you know, it's going to make life tough on us this year if we're doing that to ourselves over and over.
I'll throw out a word that if it goes the Tigers' way, Princeton's going to have a shot in this one in the GRC opener. But I think that, you know, certainly you got to get short fields. And in order to do that, you got to win the turnover battle. If you can do that, you got yourself a shot, right, Coach?
Absolutely, every time. I mean, that's as, you know, the defensive mantra goes, you know, if you can get the takeaways, you're going to win the game. And against Mid-Buck, you know, the score doesn't necessarily show it. You know, we kind of got away from us in the second quarter, but we didn't turn the ball over one time against Mid-Buck. Against Clark County, we had, I think, 5 or 6. So if you do that, you're not going to win a game. I don't care how good you are. If you give the ball up that many times, that's just that many opportunities that you've lost and you've given to the other team. So for us to stay in the game this week and for us to give ourselves the best opportunity, we've got to do a better job offensively hanging on to the ball. And then defensively, we just got to be more aggressive and go get it. So, you know, both those things got to work in our favor to give us a really good shot. And hopefully our kids are up to the challenge.
Let me give a nod here to the Princeton community, because I go back to, you know, I'm the first two teams I remember broadcasting for were the 0-2 Tigers that went to the semifinals and fell a little bit short of the state final, lost down at Adrian, and then the one that went to the state final and lost to Marionville, and that was at the old field that faced the opposite direction with a shortened end zone from where you are now. And the difference between that field, which is a great old field that you played on, Coach, to where Eddie Allen Field is, for those folks that have not been to Eddie Allen Field in Princeton, you think small town Missouri football, Eddie Allen Field does not feel like a small town facility. That place has great atmosphere.
It's beautiful. It's, you know, the field is fantastic. It's in great shape. All of our grounds people and Mr. Gurdon, our superintendent, do a fantastic job. You know, making sure it's grass is healthy, making sure we've got a great surface to play on. And then, you know, it's a great place to sit and watch a game. You've got the hillside on the west and on the east. You can sit and watch. You've got the stands themselves have plenty of room for everybody. And, you know, it's a beautiful place to be able to watch a game. And, you know, someday when I'm older, I guess, I shouldn't say old, older, you know, maybe I'll take that in. But, you know, it's a beautiful place. We are really, really blessed. And like you said, it's not what you would normally see at a Class 1 school.
No, and the only thing that's, you know, I think there are like 2 or 3 times at that field I can remember, and I don't know why this is, but yeah, when you get storms that kind of roll in out of the west or the southwest, I've just watched them roll in, and then it rains biblically hard. And there have been like 2 or 3 times at Princeton in the last 15 years where it's rained like that on a Friday night. Hopefully not this one.
No, I'm not a big fan of standing out in the rain.
No, I don't blame you.
Let's just cross our fingers for that one, and we'll hope for a good dry weather and a nice cool evening.
Is Trenton to this point, Coach? And I ask because I kind of feel like I know what Coach Fritz does at Mid-Buchanan. I don't know necessarily what Clark County does from an X's and O's standpoint, but is Trenton the most physical team that you'll have played through 3 weeks?
I would say, watch them on film, they're very similar to Clark County. Mid-Buck is physical, but they're not real. They don't have a whole lot of size. Clark County was huge, and even though they spread you out, they're very, very physical up front, and they're going to try to run you over. And then, you know, now with Trenton, again, good size, really good speed, and much more of a ground-centered approach as far as the offense goes. And then defensively, very similar to us with letting the D-line go make plays up front. And the D-line's tough. It may be... it'll be the first four-man front we've really seen consistently, and I would say they're probably the top D-line we've seen, like by all accounts.
Yeah, and when you try to slow down Trenton offensively, certainly, you know, the center of Trenton's offense is Gibson. You know, I'll quote Coach Unrein from Lathrop last week where he goes, and he didn't say my name, but he goes, number 20's a man. And, you know, Gibson is just one of those guys he seems like that if he gets a fullback dive, if you hold him short of 4 yards, you've done a good job against him. The difficulty with Trenton is if you spend all your time watching for number 20, then Novak's going to get you.
Absolutely. You can't, and that's the beauty of their offense. I mean, that's the beauty of the wing tee based offense where you don't have one guy. I mean, you might have a guy, but you counter that off with several others. And you know, it's not just watching him on buck sweep or watching him hit power. Like you said, you got Novak coming back on the sweep to the weak side. You've got and you've got the QB replay coming up right up the belly as well. So you've got it's basically a triple option offense watching it. And you've got to be responsible for your guy, for your gap and your job. And you can't overemphasize one over the other. You just got to be able to do your jobs and hope you fundamentally can do what you need to do to take care of it. Because if you start compensating or overcompensating for one, you're going to get burned bad by the others. And, you know, that's a credit to that offense right now.
We have moved the game broadcast to KTTN 92.3 FM for this Friday night. It'll be Trenton at Princeton. Pregame starts at 6 with the 7 o'clock kickoff. I'll be up at Eddie Allen Field for the broadcast. Coach, best of luck against the Bulldogs. We'll talk to you after the game.
All right, thank you very much.